just another rotten day in Chicago. Like other rotten days. But today is about to get worse for a certain unassuming man in a certain unassuming office building.
Doris, give me that file!
Meet Mr. Peterson. Up until today, Peterson led an unexceptional life as an insurance salesman.
And bring me my special brown pants! I mean, on the double! It's closing time!
Okay, Mr. Peterson, do you mean the light brown pants or the dark brown pants?
I said the special brown pants! The special brown pants! Doris, how long would it take to bring
Peterson's entire life is about to be changed by one small group of people. The infamous Danish gang with the infamous Danish name. Der Asmus Dadcommen Mustrepelokrit turned international.
What the hell?
That's Der Asmus Dadcommen Metropolitan International. Does that help?
Der Asmus Dadcommen Metropolitan International.
Oh, Mr. Peterson, it's a good thing for you I've been here so long, because if I was any younger, I'd just walk on out into the cold world.
Doris, humor me!
All right, okay. I'll make the reservations if you want, but I'm telling you, it's a mistake. It's a great big stupid mistake that only a great big stupid Mr. Peterson would ever make. Oh my god.
But now let's leave Mr. Peterson as he gets ready for his important meeting. Over on the other side of town, the Asmus Dadcommen Metropolitan International is having a meeting of their own. Asmus Dad Schreckenhaust, the mastermind, sits at the center of the table. To his right is his bodyguard and henchman, Log Zlotov. And over there in the corner is the real director of this whole thing, Medeshked Stichizki. I suppose we ought to translate all this into English.
And that, you understand, is why we must blackmail this Peterson fellow.
So you propose to kidnap the man's wife?
Exactly.
And you would send the monkeys again, Medeshki?
The monkeys are the only ones who can do it properly.
They have served us well in the past, but are they still around? I thought that horrible ICMP packet virus wiped them all out.
Apparently, they're still in Sacramento. I'll send the carrier pigeon.
Two hours later, in Sacramento, outside the Coliseum.
We're gonna be on stage and play some!
Oh, the pretty girls!
Are we hungry yet?
Hungry? What are you talking about? Just
and cake.
Hey! Look at that bird! Coming right...
Stupid bird!
I've got the bird! What's this thing on its leg?
All this time, Peterson and Doris were pacing around in front of the hotel.
Doris!
I'm in the mood for love.
Shut up, bitch!
Simply because you're near me.
Don't you know they record these things?
Let me tell you about Vegas.
Damn it! Why aren't they showing up?
Oh, who, Mr. Peterson?
Doris, haven't I told you to shut up? I'm meeting with that damn Czech banker, the one with the impossible name, Mendel Stuwinskier. Whatnot.
Menskewhead Stichizki.
Where did you learn that damn foreign language, Doris?
Oh, well, it was back when I was living up on the top of the deli and there was a Russian man who was about 1,000 years old, I swear, Mr. Peterson, and he never wiped his ass except with old cigarettes. He'd just leave his cigarette butts lying around all over the floor, and when his friends came over, they'd all scramble for the butts on the ground. He had a real big laugh, Mr. Peterson. He was a very happy man. Anyway, he liked to play bocce ball on the roof of the deli. And every now and again, he'd roll the ball a little too far. And it would just fly right off the roof of the building and crush somebody's skull below. I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, he had a real sense of humor, this man. One day, he brought out a book full of... Oh, look, Mr. Peterson, look at the cute monkeys.
Doris, don't try to distract me with monkeys. This is serious.
Look at the one with the overalls. Oh, you're such a cute little monkey, weren't you?
Who's a monkey?
I think he was talking to you.
Who's that?
That Peter Cheesecake guy?
No, I think we're supposed to get the other one.
The big one?
I think he means the purple one?
Oh, the purple one!
So we just get the nose.
No,
it's the nose. No, Mr. Peterson, save me, help me, Mr. Peterson. Oh, no, take it away from you.
The monkeys carried Doris away to her captivity, holding her in a big circle in the sky. Meanwhile, Mr. Peterson ran back to the office where Stuchinsky was waiting for him.
Ah, there you are, Peterson. I was beginning to believe that the monkeys had made off you instead of your wife.
My wife? Monkeys?
No, not to worry, Mr. Peterson. If you accept the deal we're about to present you, nothing more will happen to her than what happened in front of the hotel.
In front of the hotel?
Yes, when the monkeys made off with your wife.
My wife? That was my secretary, you nitwit.
Your secretary?
My secretary, dammit. How am I supposed to find anything now?
Ah, dear. Those monkeys are getting more and more unreliable. Well, no matter. Just present the file, and we will return your secretary to your office right away.
Damn it! Where's that file?
I'm very sorry, Mr. Peterson, but if you don't hand the file over, I'm afraid that your secretary will remain with us in a big circle in the sky.
Fine, the file is yours, Mr. Starwin-Chewski or something.
It's Stitchy-Ski! Stitchy-Ski!
But I can't give you the file.
Do not play games with me, Mr. Peterson.
I'm not, dammit. Doris has the file.
Your secretary is named Doris.
Doris!
Oh, dear.
After learning that she had the file, the gang transferred Doris to a holding cell near the ground.
Hear your cell, hot lady.
Oh, you're just too sweet, Mr. Slow Tough. When I get out of here, I'm gonna get you a big box of chocolates just for being so nice to me. Just like my cousin who ran off with the circus midgets.
I don't know if I can force her hard.
Hello, miss.
It's a gopher. A gopher is talking to me just like back in Vegas.
Shh, be quiet. I am Nez Velocido, the speedy Italian gopher. I have been sent here on a special mission.
A special mission? Oh, just like the special brown pants. But you're such a cute little gopher. Oh, let me pick you up, my little gopher woofer.
Watch out! Touch me and I give you rabies. How long have you been down here?
Alright, well, you see, I guess I'll begin at the beginning. It's like this. I've been taken up to this big circle in the sky, and there's this guy with a helmet, and he talks kind of like James Earl Jones, and he has really bad asthma, and he's like, you know, you can't leave, miss. And I say, what do you mean? Of course I can leave. I'm a princess. I'm Doris. Here, Mr. Velocito, take this file back to Mr. Peterson. I know that he needed it for that very important meeting, and I'm sure hate to disappoint him. He's probably needing it very badly right now, and he has a heart of gold. You can't miss him because of his aura.
Hey, the rest of the pages are missing.
That's it. Apparently, page 8's missing.
What the hell's up with this radio play anyway? Fuck this shit. I don't get paid enough to read shit like this. I quit.
Fill it all with random garbage and call it a track.